All right, that's the end of the show of the DC Traffic. Are you ladies still there?
Yes, we are.
What do you think?
I don't know. What do you think?
How was it to hear it? You guys ask your audience out there.
Did you guys like it? Tweet at us if you did.
Yeah, people are liking it. This guy David Kernahan, he's from the UK. He's visiting Canada right now. He's had DC experience. I think most people who have been there, especially to conduct any business, probably can relate to that. I thought your driver sounded kind of calm. She didn't really get upset.
We weren't too sure how extensive,
how loud I needed to be.
Yeah, how extensive of a range you should have.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the sound effects worked really well to give you the ambiance. And where did you guys go to like make the sound of like the in the office and the elevator? Do you stuff around school?
One of our dorms has an elevator, so we just use the sounds like the dinging of the elevator when it comes, when it arrives, and things like that.
Right. So, and there are parts of like when you're walking to the office, like the sound of like tourists,
just heels.
Cameras.
Wore heels, and when we were walking, trying to make that work, and then the sound, and then we had someone whisper like "Have a great day," and like. Just like change the sound effects and the pitch of things too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really effective, and I liked. I guess you kind of used the radio as the metaphor to show what was going on, and so you researched and brought in things that were real news stories, real events, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just Googled what like detours were occurring at the time, so it kind of helped a little bit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different. Weather reports and traffic reports if you're listening to the radio regularly, especially around DC, just because there's so many accidents like off of 95 and things like that. So it was easy to find that information, and we just kind of made it realistic and reworded it.
Right. A lot of cities, they always have kind of like different nicknames for the highways. DC doesn't really seem to have that, do they?
Not really. I'm kind of just used to the typical names like 495 and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like 95, the Beltway, you know.
Yeah.
So if it's so bad, why does everybody do it?
It's D.C.
Nation's capital. It has to have some problems.
You have to go once in your life.
So there are some good things, right? Is $50 normal for a parking ticket?
It can be, depending on where you park.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's pretty cheap, usually. Yeah.
So 50 is pretty cheap, huh?
Yeah.
What does it cost to park a car down there if you work? Like, do you have to pay for parking, too?
I know one garage by where my friend works is about $15 a day, so.
Yeah.
It's a little expensive.
I know a lot of businesses, though, down there. Like, my dad used to work in D.C., and they have, like, deals with the parking garages around, and you can pay for like a year in advance. It's like a couple hundred dollars, but you don't have to worry about it every day.
Yeah, and monthly passes and things like that. But normally, like on average, it's about like $15 to $20 to park in a parking garage.
Mm-hmm. And so when you're in that situation and knowing you have to go into D.C., how do you prepare and entertain yourself in the car?
The radio.
You listen to, like, regular radio? Do you listen to, like, stuff you put on, like, a recorded device?
It depends on the day. Sometimes the radio, sometimes you just hook up your iPod, iPhone, anything to, you know, give some kind of music so you're not trying, yelling at
people. Or you try to avoid the traffic. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a lot of, like, time for set traffic around that area, people going into work, people going out of work. And I know, like, people that work in D.C. want to get in early if they're driving. A lot of people take the metro because of that problem, but the metro gets backed up too. So,
yeah, I've heard. I got a friend who works in D.C. and he says the metro can be really unreliable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true.
So, what's the most unusual thing you saw someone do in a car while they were driving?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a tough one.
I've seen a guy shaving his face, which I must give him props for not cutting his face. I think that's
there's definitely a lot of females putting on makeup, getting ready for work.
Soon. A lot of people eating.
Yeah. Sometimes if it's like stopped, they're like reading the newspaper, something like that.
Yeah, have you seen like the open book on the steering wheel method?
Mm-hmm. I've seen people driving with their knees. a little intimidating if they're near my car.
I guess you got to entertain yourself. And does it, I assume it happens sometimes where it's not bad, like you like zip right in. Does that like mess up your plan?
No, it just gives us more time to look around DC and
do whatever you need to do.
Yeah,
it's pretty rare, so you should enjoy it if that happens.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, it's not really likely that you won't run into traffic, but
even on the weekends.
Yeah, but I'm just work hours at least.
And what like is your favorite thing or place to go to DC that like a lot of people don't know about?
I'm a big fan of Georgetown. And yeah, a lot of people know about it, but there's just like different things to do that I don't, you know, a lot of people don't classify it as DC. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes it a more fun environment.
I actually just found out this summer, I went there at the Canadian Embassy. They have a spot where you can stand and it's perfectly acoustic. And so if you stand in the middle, you can like talk and like you hear yourself like really loudly, but people outside of the area like can't hear you at all.
That's cool. It's in the embassy.
It's right outside the Canadian Embassy.
Nice. Those Canadians have like a cone of like acoustical privacy.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't know. We like DC as a whole, and I mean we're all from that area, so we've seen different parts of it, and I guess we just wanted people to realize that it's not as it is a lot about the tourists that go into DC and the things that they see and all the stuff that it has to offer because it is the nation's capital, but there are tricks about living there too.
Right. I was going to say, when I was around Fredericksburg in the spring, my friends and I went up for a food truck festival that was a real blast.
Mm-hmm.
There were like 35 food trucks at RFK Stadium, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool.
There's a lot of like festivals and things that go on, especially like the cherry blossom season and like the spring and things like that, so there's a lot of things that DC tries to offer to the people that live around the area and also the people that come in and see it.
Right. Well, great job, ladies. And you got I'm so glad all three. I didn't expect everybody to be there. It's great to be able to talk to you. Like, we never get to talk, you know?
Yeah.
We never talk anymore because we're all online. And I'm looking, and you guys got right now a top of 18 listeners, which is a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
So,
awesome.
You know, maybe you don't think 18 is a lot, but on DS106 Radio, that's huge. And someone out there might be, yeah, people might keeping track. We sometimes look, we can see like where people are on a map, and there's probably some people from different parts of the world. So, anything else you want to say to your vast audience?
I don't know. We just hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you keep tuned in to DS106 Radio.
Yeah, we're gonna listen to the other shows as well, and I'm sure a lot of people. We all worked really hard on this, and we tried to make it as appealing as possible because we know it's tough to listen to a long radio show. So we try to make it as entertaining, and yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree. This is in many ways one of the hardest assignments because you think, oh, I just got to put together a radio show, but there's a lot that goes in to making something that's 20 or 30 minutes long. So congratulations for doing that, your use of music and kind of setting the scene and setting up the radio show. So it was really enjoyable, and that's why you got 18 people there.
No, thank you.
Some of them are people like in the later shows or hoping to build up their audience. So, you know, Daniel, you know, came in and added to your number.
We're not arguing.
We're not arguing. We'll add on to theirs, too.
That's cool. Yeah, their show is going to be really good, too, like all the others. So thank you, Amelia, Ashley, and Anissa for tuning in.